And now it's time to board the Chickasola Choo Choo and head down south through cotton and cornfields to happy, sunny Chickasola. But before we take the trip and visit the Johnson family and their friends there, let's stop off a moment here. And now, all aboard the Chickasola Choo Choo. And as we chug into the small station in Chickasola and leave the train, the first place to visit is Pee-wee Ambrose's room over the livery stable. Papa Johnson has found out that two men, two well-dressed men, have been inquiring in several places, including the Johnson home. He's talking with Pee-wee about it.
I don't know who it is. How does I know who the man is?
Well, why don't you find out, Miss John Deere? You might have done won some kind of sweepstakes ticket or something.
Mr. Pee-wee, how is I going to win a sweepstakes ticket when I ain't seen no sweepstakes? Besides that, I ain't swept none of them nothing. I ain't got no tickets.
The fella over there in England, that's 2 cents and win $500,000. Maybe you done something like that.
Mr. Pee-wee, deals men ain't happy-looking men. Deals business men. They got business suits. And the Professor Potter has said that one of them... Well, he went so far as to say one of them had a business holster. And inside the holster was some more business in the form of some kind of pistol.
You mean he carry a shoulder holster?
But that's what the professor say. Of course, you can't ever believe nothing he say, no way. But that's what he say.
Well, ain't nobody ever told you they were government men, though, is it?
Mr. Pee-wee, when you know that you done something wrong, there ain't no use in somebody got to tell you that. You know when somebody after you. Them men is after me. They the United States government. And me and the United States government done always got along fine to some big mouth and stuck his big mouth in the thing and probably done told them.
Told him what?
You know what, Miss Pee-wee.
Oh.
What you mean?
But there's a great big old round old hole. That's all. That's a hole.
Oh, what?
Well, you say that I know, and I guess I do. I know that you done been collecting that unemployment relief, and on top of all of that, you got a jive on the side, so that ought to bring a hole. Just that much ought to bring a hole from somebody.
Oh, me. What is it going to do?
Miss Johnson, if you just leave this room, don't hang around up here like you're doing. That's all I ask you to do. You know I got a little old room and no room much up here and all that. And you comes up every time you get in trouble. Yeah, you is up here crowding me out of my own room.
Mr. Pee-wee, it's the only place in the city where ain't nobody gonna look for me. Anybody that got an ounce of brains in their head ain't gonna look up here for nobody. Because the only people that would live in a place like this would be you and them pigeons. And that's the reason I'm up here. The worst-looking mess I ever seen. You don't never clean the place up. The dirt on the floor here must look like a half inch on the floor.
Well, ain't nobody asked you to come up here, is they?
No, just because ain't nobody asked me to come up here, ain't no sign that you can't keep the place halfway civilized up here. It's the worst mess I done ever seen. I bet you ain't never washed that woodwork in your life.
No, I ain't washed it, no, sir.
I ain't never seen nothing like this place. And look at that. Look up yonder. You can look right through there, and I guess there must be 50 places through that roof that you can see daylight. Why don't you fix the roof, Miss Pee-wee?
I rent, Miss Johnson.
Oh. Well, that's different. It's a mess, though. No running water. Anytime you want water, you got to run and get it.
Yeah, that's the running water. You got to run and get it, all right. That's the kind of running water I got.
And that stove. I ain't never seen nothing. That's the nearest nothing stove that I'd have never seen in my life.
Yeah, that was them old-timey oil stoves, Mr. John. You put the oil in a saucer, just pour it in there, light the oil, and just let it come out burning and then cook over it.
All you have got then for a cook stove is a plain everyday 10-cent saucer.
Yeah, that's my cook stove, the 10-cent saucer, yeah, sir. And that little stand, you know, I set my pots and stuff on when I cook it. You'd be surprised how cheap it is, too. I take 1 gallon of kerosene oil, and I pour about 2 tablespoonfuls in that little saucer, and I heat up a can of soup or some beans or something like that, and I got it figured out in my cooking. All the cooking that I do don't cost me but 32 cents a year.
Do you know that you'd throw the United States government into bankruptcy overnight if everybody commenced doing like you does? You the most frugal somebody I done ever seen.
Who kind of somebody?
You, Miss Pee-wee, you is what is known as penny wise and pound foolish. That's what you is. The only way you go redistribute the wealth of the United States for everybody coming up and spending money somewhere. How is anybody else going to get rich on you if you ain't going to use but 32 cents worth of kerosene a year to cook with? That would plunge the whole nation into overnight bankruptcy.
Oh. You mean I'm doing something against the government?
Mr. Pee-wee, you are just setting a horrible example. That's all you're doing. You are the most... I ain't never seen nobody that can live off of less as you can live off of. And look, you're burning candles. How long you been burning them candles?
About 8 months. Yeah. See, what I does, Mr. John, I got a new way that I does with the candles. I don't know if you noticed that or not. You see, I take a wire, you see, and I take the wire and then I tie the wick of the candle to the wire and then let that drop down from the ceiling, don't you see? And then after the wax done all melted and everything, I just take all that wax and roll it back up in another ball, you see, and just melt it in that little jar that you see, and then let the wire hang in there and the rope hang down in there and just light it, and it don't hardly ever burn out.
It don't?
No, sir.
How many candles does you use a year, Miss Pee-wee?
2.
2 candles a year?
Yeah.
How much is the candles?
2 for a nickel.
Well, that does it. Here a man that cooks and lights and everything. His light bill and cooking bill and everything that you do, lights and in there, for the whole year is less than 40 cents. Just let it get out and get around. Let enough people start doing that, and the whole nation will go. Like I say, you plunge the whole United States in the most worst depression that the world had ever seen. Fellas like you, living up here over a garage.
Used to be a Liversdale.
I know what it used to be.
Why did you come up here?
Because, like I say, them 2 government men. By the way, they ain't been up here, is they?
No, sir, ain't nobody been up here, man. Ain't nobody been up here but you and the last, I don't know how long.
Well, I gotta stop coming up here too, Miss Pee-wee.
What do you mean?
Well, them outside steps that lead up the outside to this room, I tell you, they ain't gonna take me many more weeks. They're getting so rotten and bad that I'm scared to climb up here. A few more weeks, boy, and I ain't even going to be able to come up here no more.
Well, that is one thing I never thought about, Mr. John. Them steps. I should do.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I just got an idea. That's all. I should do those. Go.
And what happens after that? Well, that's going to be more fun in sunny, happy Chickasola. I'll be back in a moment to tell you something about the next story. At this same time tomorrow, Pee-wee Ambrose is going to find a way to keep Papa Johnson away from his room over the garage. And then where will Papa go to hide? Until tomorrow, thank you for today. Please come back. And goodbye.